The Strains of Dixie. The song may have been written by a Northerner, but it was adapted by the South during the Civil War and remains tied to the Confederacy. So do the stars and bars, the Confederate flag. Welcome back to the Sunshine Edition here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. That banner can certainly provoke some strong reactions, much like the melody can. Last week at the state capitol, Confederate flags were flying again, and not a whole lot of people complained. Are you okay with that? The Florida Capitol has played host to a nativity scene, a pole made of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans, and a display from the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Is the Confederate flag any different from those displays? You can join the conversation on Twitter at WLRN. Use the hashtag Sunshine Edition. Kelly Crocker joins us now. He's with the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the group behind the Confederate flag display. Kelly, welcome to the program. Why the display last week?
Tom, we just wanted to bring awareness to Confederate Memorial Day, which is a legal holiday here in the state of Florida for April 26th every year. And the holiday was Saturday, and we got permission to put our display up on Thursday and Friday prior.
Now, it's probably no surprise to you that that flag is provocative. Was that also perhaps one of the desires behind displaying the flag in the rotunda?
No, sir. I belong to a historical honor society, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and we just wanted to bring awareness and bring remembrance to those Confederate soldiers.
We asked our audience here about their thoughts about flying the stars and bars in the rotunda, and here's a sampling of what they had to say.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Warren Reese. I find the Confederate flag repugnant.
My name is Jack Jones. I see the flying of the Confederate flag absolutely no different than flying the Nazi flag.
My name is Bill Schnapp. I'm strictly opposed to it. There's a difference between Memorial Day that commemorates soldiers on both sides of the Civil War versus a flag that represents racism, bigotry.
Kelly Crocker with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Do you understand those complaints? Do you understand where they come from and your response?
I understand that as citizens of the United States, they have a right to their own opinion. I don't look at the flag the same way that apparently they do. I look at it as part of Florida history, which is part of the United States history.
Representative Perry Thurston joins us. He's the House Minority Leader in Tallahassee, a Democrat from Fort Lauderdale. Representative, welcome to the program. Your thoughts on seeing the Confederate flag displayed in the rotunda last week?
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Mr. Crawford. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and I think that, you know, my thoughts mirror the thoughts of some of the callers that you just sampled. Clearly, I think that when we talk about honoring the soldiers, we're talking about soldiers from both sides. It's difficult when you have, it's almost like a family fight. You have to come together, and I think that to do it, to have a Confederate flag displayed like that, is certainly divisive, it is provocative, and to a lot of us, it's offensive. And it's offensive because it appears that we're celebrating what could have been. We're celebrating the difference as opposed to celebrating the lives of the hundreds and thousands of soldiers on both sides who fought for what we have now, the democracy that we're proud to be a part of now, not something that we could have had or something that was negative. And I think, but when I think about it, and I heard the gentleman say it's like flying the Nazi flag, quite frankly, I think our Constitution and our form of government may allow that, but is that what we want all of these youth groups who are coming to the Capitol to visit our state capitol all across this great state of Florida? Is that the message that we want to send?
Representative Thurston, let me ask you about that, because the Confederate flag has joined a list of displays this year in the rotunda that included a pole of Pabst Blue Ribbon cans for Festivus, a made-up festival from right. the sitcom Seinfeld from the 1990s, as well as a big bowl of pasta from a group that called itself the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. So, I mean, what has happened to the rotunda in the state capitol?
Well, I think that we probably do need to set some better standards. Certainly, I will be the last person to deny the Pabst Blue Ribbon or whatever the heck it was. And I understand their concern. They may not have the same beliefs as the majority of the residents in the Nativity Center. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is to not respect the rights of the minorities. When we have our brothers and sisters from the Jewish community, and they want to be recognized, and I think that they should be.
Yeah.
I think that's only right. But when you start mocking it or doing things that are clearly outside the realm of what I think is acceptable and respectable, then that's a problem.
Kelly Crocker with the Sons of Confederate Veterans, will you bring back the Stars and Bars next year?
We'll certainly consider bringing it back to the rotunda or to the courtyard. Confederate Memorial Day is a holiday by Florida law. The spaghetti monster and the beer can tree, as you said, those were made up holidays.
Mm-hmm.
This is a legal issue, and I'd like to say that I'm a veteran myself of the United States, of the U.S. Army. I participated in the first Gulf War. Many of our members of our organization are U.S. veterans, and I'm a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot change history. I cannot change my heritage.
Gentlemen, we have to leave it there. Kelly Crocker,
yes,
with the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Tallahassee. Representative Perry Thurston, House Minority Leader, joining us both from the state capitol. Thank you to both of you here on the Sunshine Edition.